So the Masifta gives a very short introduction to the fourth perek. I'm excited about starting the fourth perek. I was anticipating a very long introduction. I was a little bit let down. But basically, he tells you to look in his introductions to the other three perekim. So here he gives a very short one. And he says, we've already discussed pigul as a concept, which is a machshava on the part of the Kohen in one of the four avodos, shalo lishma. I'm sorry, chutz l'zman, I meant to say, sorry. And we said that there was another machshava posels called chutz l'mkomo, also during any of the four avodos. And in those cases of chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, he has a machshava to eat the basar, or to be makta the murim, either outside the framework of the time allotted, or outside the place, the location allotted. So, for example, in the case of Kochim Kalim, which is Nechal B'chola Ir, it would be if he had in mind that the Achilas Kizayis Ben Abasa would be outside of Yerushalayim. In the case of Kochi Kochim, it would be outside the Azara. That would be Chutzim Komo, and that passes the Karban. But if he has a Machshav of Chutzim Mano, let's say, for example, he says, I'm going to eat the Basa the next day. For example, in the case of Karban Pesach, Karban Pesach, we eat the very night of Tezvav ben Nisan. He has in mind, when he does one of the four avodos, to eat the basar the following day on Tezvav, on the first day of Pesach by day. That would be a chutz l'zman. That already generates a higher level, a more intense level of pigul. The difference is that when the carbon is pasul and it's not pigul, if you eat the basar, you chayav for a lav. But in the case where there's pigul, machshev is chutz l'zman, then pigul generates an isur kares. So if you eat the basar, you're chayav kares. Okay. Now, again, the concept of machshava poseles for either a chiyuv lav or for a chiyuv, in the case of pigul, for a chiyuv kares, applies, as we said, to any one of the four avodos. Now, one of those four avodos, which is going to occupy our mind here in this perek, is Zrikas Hadam. And Zrikas Hadam itself really breaks down into many different categories depending upon what kind of carbon you're talking about. For example, in the case of a carbon chatos, we're talking about a matan damim on all four karnos hamizbeach. So there were actually the coin is makabel the dam in four different kosos, in four different mizrakos, kalim, and he does a zrika from each kos on one of the four karnos hamizbeach. Karnos hamizbeach. Now
he uses four cups.
He usually uses four cups. Yeah, and why is it called matan dam? Just the language matan dam is because a chatas requires what's called etzba. In other words, all other karbanos besides chatas is just pour it. That's called shvicha. So the word nesina would not be really an appropriate word. But nesina means when I take my finger and I put it on the keren. Exactly where in the keren you have to put it is another sugya. But whatever it be, he's got to have four matan dam. Now, the question that we want to address here in this perek is, And again, I'm just giving the example of chatos. We could talk about other zvachim as well. Does each one of the four matan damim have the same status? Meaning, can I define each one of the four chronos in the case of chatos as a matan damim, as an avoda unto itself? Or is the avoda of zrika comprised of four different parts? And the difference is going to be, for example, in the case of a machsheves pigul. Let's say he did all the other three avodos with the right kavana. He did the shechita with the right kavana, so too the kabbal sadam and the holocha sadam. So now the only possibility of, heaven forbid, creating pigul would be in the zrika. Does he need to have a machshava poselas, machsheves pigul, chutzuzmano, machsheves psul of chutzum komo on all four matan damim? Or is it enough that he has a machsheves pigul or chutzum komo as a machsheves psul on one of the four matan damim? Because each one of the four matan damim is to be defined as a zrika unto itself. That's one way of learning it. The other way of learning it is to say no. that the Matan Damim is comprised of four different parts. They all make up one entity, and therefore a machshava posels in one of the Matan Damim would only be what we call a mixas avoda, would be part of an avoda, and then we'd have to see what machshavas he had in the other parts of the avoda. Now, a second question, which is a very important introduction to this Mishnah, is which one of those Matan Damims is absolutely critical, is indispensable? Is it true that he needs, in the case of Chatos again, all four Matan Damim? In the case of other Korbanos, he only needs two Matan Damim. We'll see exactly where he puts the Dam on which Kronos. And that's called Shtayim Shehen Arba. Why is it called Shtayim Shehen Arba? Because when he puts it on the two extreme corners, then the Dam sort of spills over on both sides. So let's say, for example, if he does the northeastern star, that's going to cover the north and the east. And if he does on the Karen, that's on the west and southern side, then it's going to cover the west and the south. And the south. So in that case, he's covered all four. So it's called Shtei Matanos Shtayim Shein Arba, which are called four. And we're going to have to ask the question, since he needs two Matan Damims, in other words, two Shvichas Adam on two extreme corners, right? Corresponding one to the other. Caddy corners, maybe, I don't know. Then we're going to have to ask the question, which is critical? Is it enough that he does one? Let's say he loses the Dam and he never does the second Matana. And all that is going to impact on our discussion here about a Machsheva Poseles. Because again, Machsheva Poseles applies to a critical, or what I call an indispensable matana, an indispensable zrika. For example, let's say I would make the following claim. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, that we're going to have to learn our Mishnah. That in the case of Chatos, all you need, absolutely critical and indispensable, is one of the four Matan Damim. And let's say he already had the proper kavana, not only on the first three avodas, but also on the Matan Damim, one of the four chronos of Zrika. And then, when he got to the second Matan Damim, which is not critical, if I'm assuming so, he had a machsheva shelo lishma, or a machsheva chutzuzman chutzumkom. Would that possibly karma? And one could ostensibly argue that once he had the proper kavana on not only the first three avodas, but also the first Matan Damim of the four, so he had in mind lishma, and he didn't have any strange kind of fluky machshavas kutzmana kutzmkomo, that already generates the kashrus of the karman, and once having done so, he can no longer passel the karman. Again, he could undermine his mitzvah of zrika, but the karman itself is machaper, because that kapara was clinched the moment he had Matan Damim, the zrika sadam, and all he needs is one zrika. Again, he has a mitzvah, if all things are ideal and perfect, to do not one zrika, but another three, four zrikas all told in the case of Chatos, or two zrikos in the case of other kachim. But that's as far as the mitzvah. That's as far as the Chovos Kavra is concerned. As far as the Gufa Karban is concerned, you clinch the kashrus of the Gufa Karban immediately with the first of the Matan Damim. So without further ado, let's take a look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah now is going to differentiate between all karbanos which are called nitanim al mizbach hachitzon. In other words, the Matan Damim Mizrika is done on the mizbach hanechoshes, which is in the Azara, as opposed to a very, very scant few karbanos which are called chatos pnimios, where the Zrika is done inside the Heichal. So, Mechamei Omrim, Kol Anitonim al Mizbeach Achitzon, Shenosan B'matona Achas, Kiper. According to Mechamei, and so far we don't know that anybody disagrees with Mechamei as far as Nitonim al Mizbeach Achitzon, that once he does one Zrika, then although he's required a second Zrika, the carbon is Mechaper with that first Zrika. And therefore, if he had the right machshava on that first zrika, that is enough to clinch the kashrus hakarbon. And therefore, once the carbon is kosher, it cannot become posel if he has the wrong machshava in a subsequent zrika. And again, he needs a second zrika. So he has a footnote here. He says, Kol HaKarbonos, all the Karbonos with the exception of certain kinds of Karbon Chatos, have a Zrika on with a Kli, right? We said that you receive the Dam in a Kli. That's called technically a Mizrak. He holds on to the Kli with the Dam inside the Kli, and he does the Zrika. In the case of Chatos, you need Etzba, as we said before. So Baruch Hashem, we're coming to this footnote. And let's just see if he adds anything else. Oh, he adds one other thing. We said that he needs two matanos, lechatchila, if all is perfect, in all karbonos, with the exception of a chatos. So he says the following, matana achas, one of the two matanos is bekeren mizrachit tzfonit, we'll call it the northeastern corner of the mizbeach, for if you can write that down, you know, mizrachit tzfonit, right, northeastern, write it down so we won't forget it. Because if you're in Chicago, there are two airlines. There's northeastern and northwestern. So you want to make sure you're waiting for the right plane. So that's called the Mizrachit Tzfonit. Vashnia, the second Matan Domim, Shekinegda Balakson, if you make a tilted line across, like a diameter across to the other exact side, that's Bekeren Maravit Dromit. So now you're talking about the southwestern side. Benose kol matana, and he puts the dam, again he's putting it on with a kli shares, be ofen in a certain way, shenispashe tadam al shte ruchos habizbeach. So again, in the case of Mizrachit Tzfonit, now he's got dam on both the Mizrach and the Tzafon, those two sides of the Mizbeach. And then in the second Matan Domim, which is Keneged Balachson on the Maravitromit, so he now has it on the western and the southern side. Kidei, what's his ultimate goal? She'adam yeh al arba ruchos ha-mizbeach. And that's called Shtei Matonos Shehein Arba.
Is this what's prescribed for him to do, or he's doing this to save and be expedient?
This is why the Torah requires these two matanos. Now, if he gave the matanos on a different side of the Mizbeach, that's the sugya called Shalom Bimkomo, that we had a great deal of time, we spent a great deal of time, whether Shalom Bimkomo is Kimakomo Domi, and the kosher, and the carbon is kosher, or according to one man diyomar, which is kind of a phantom on the Omer, we don't know who it is, but he's the adversary, and he says, Shalobim Komo is Shalobim Komo, it's not a kosher Zrika. But Enochinami, when we're talking about now, this is not expedient, you know, I don't want you to use that word.
I use the word,
I thought you said
say,
expedient.
I purposely, because if you did each one, two, three, four, we take 4 seconds. And this way you're doing it takes
no, no, no. Nothing in Kachim. Nothing in Kachim is expedient. The word expedient is not shaykh.
No, I want to know if you did one action and you got two results, or you have to do.
This is the way you have to do.
To get the four.
Yeah, this is the way you have to do.
It's the rasim for this particular.
For all
components. To do it like that.
Now, what's the exception to the rule on both sides? That's going to be the case of chatos, and that's the next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ubechatos. In the case of a karma chatos, you need 4 matanos. And comes along Beit Shammai, and he says, out of the 4 matanos, how many are critical? In the case of all other karbonos that you do the zrika on the mizbeach achitzon, then 1 matano is critical. In the case of a chatos, where you need 4 matanos, on each one of the 4 kronos, you need a matano. Shtei matanos, you need 2 matanos that are absolutely critical. And that's going to have an impact on Pigul and Machsheva Shalom Lishma, as we'll soon see. Ubei Sil disagree, they claim af chatos shenesona matana achas v'kiper. Even in the case of chatos, where you have a double number of matanos, nevertheless, 1 matana is critical. And nothing more than 1 matana l'fichach. based on Beis Hillel's opinion. Again, what we're about to learn is only true with regard to a chatas according to Beis Hillel. Again, it'll be true according to Beit Shammai in other zvachim, but not in chatas. In Nasan Rishona Ketikuna, if he did the first matan and he had the right machshava lishma, and you know achila tovzvano and mkomo and everything was fine. Vesashnia. Now when he gets to the second matana, which is not critical, again in the case of chatos that's Beis Hillel sheet. In the case of other zvachim, that's even Beis Shammai agrees. Chutz lizmano, he had the wrong kavana, which would normally passel the carbon as pigul. Is the carbon is kosher v'chiper, and the kapar of the bialim is achieved. There's no need to replace it, and this. Now here we get to Rashi. Okay, now Rashi, at this point, and we're going to have a lot to say about this, Rashi introduces another element here. Yeah, I was reading the translation of the Masifta right now. I just opened it up for the first time. I got this brand new, crispy. And sometimes you read the Masifta and you don't know who he's quoting. And I happen to know this before because I know this is Rashi's Shita. So Rashi's Shita, which we want to analyze, is the following. That, how do we define, or let me ask it a little differently, if we define a particular zrika, a particular matana, as critical, what does that mean? How do I judge that? How do I see the nafkemina? Again, we're going to apply it to Machsheva Posels in just a minute. But essentially, what do I mean when I say that this part of the Zrika, this Matana, is critical, and do we call it in Hebrew Ikarit, it's primary, and this Matana is just L'shem Mitzvah? How do I see that? So Rashi comes up with a breakthrough here. And Rashi says that if I want to gauge and define this Matana as being critical, then I ask myself the following question: is it matir the basar? And we've discussed on many occasions the fact that zrika is a matir. Again, we need, I don't want to confuse you, but we need also an additional matir zrika. We need haktar sa'imur, but leave that out right now so that we don't confuse ourselves. But zrika is a necessary prerequisite in order to be matir the basar for achila, whether it's achilas kohanim in the case of kodshim kodshim, in the case of kodshim kalim, also achilas yisraelim bailim. I'm not getting into that. Let's not get sidetracked. I'm just saying to be matir the basar, you need one critical matana. That's what's going on here in our Mishnah. Again, Beit Shammai agrees to everything I'm saying in all Karbanos, with the exception of Chatos, where we need two Matanos. Beis Hillel says, even in the case of Chatos, one Matana is sufficient. And Rashi says that this Matana, this critical Matana, is Matir the Basar. It allows the Basar now to, first of all, to be consumed by the Mizbeach, which means Haktar Seimurim. It allows the Basar subsequently to be eaten by whoever has to eat the Basar. And you don't need, Rashi says, a second matana in order to be matir the basar. And that means that only the first matana is the critical matana. And why is that relevant to us today? We're not studying right now the issue of the heter of the basar and so forth and so on. Because we want to know what kind of matana qualifies, that's a funny word, but qualifies for a machshava poselis. And the answer is, it's that, it says Rashi, it's that matana that's matir the basar for the mizbeach and for achilas adam. Let's see the Rashi inside. Rashi says it in the Dibra Maskir, where is it? Yeah, we're looking at Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Okay. And Rashi says on the third line, Shekvar Nitar HaKarban Likarev, Likarev is referring to the Akhtar Saiburim, Al Yidei Matana Rishona, the Ein Hashnia Materises HaBosar. So if you happen to be the proud owner of your own Gemara, please underline those words in Rashi. Okay. And Rashi says, "V'ein hashniya materes habosar," and therefore machshava poselis or machshava amefagelis in the case of chutz lizmano has no impact on in a case of such machshava in the second zrika, because the basar was already permitted by virtue of the first rika. And that first rika, which we define as a primary, a critical zrika, without which the carbon could not be kosher, that zrika achieves what, Rabosai? What does it accomplish?
Kapara,
exactly. And Rashi says, why does that, and how does that zrika achieve the kapara? The answer is because it's matir the basar. Now, what would be, according to Rashi, Lu Yitzur, if I could find somewhere in the wild west of Kodshim, a case where a second Zrika would be Mati the Bossa. In other words, the first Zrika, for whatever reason, could not be Mati the Bossa. That's going to be a case, which we'll get to in a few minutes, where the Bossa is Chutz Lazora. Then he brought the Bossa back to the Azora. The second Zrika in such a case will be Mati the Bossa. The first Zrika could not be matir the basar because the Zrika could only matir basar in the Azara. And here the basar was taken out of the Azara. If he brings the basar back into the Azara for the time of the second Zrika would be matir. If that be the case, it could be that there's a machshava mafageles in the second Zrika, according to Rashi.
That's right.
Yeah, just Ben was
pushing. I'm a little confused because yesterday we said that one act of Zrika does both kapara and it matirs the meat.
Right.
Now I'm hearing Rashi saying because it created the kapara, therefore the meat is kosher.
It's the other way around. I mean, maybe because it's matir the basar, that clinches the primary critical nature and identity of that zrika, and therefore it's mechaper. In other words, if you ask me what is mechaper, what's the clincher of kapara, it is the critical. Avoda. Now we have to ask, well, what is the critical avoda? If I know the answer to that question, then I'll know whether it's mechaper or not. So Rashi says the answer to that question as to whether it's the critical avoda is whether or not this zrika inherently is the act, the agent for being matir the basar. So I'm not sure where we want to start here. I think, according to Rashi, we start this chadgadia with the matir as a basar, having defined and identified this zrika as the zrika that's matir the basar becomes the critical zrika, and if that's the critical zrika, then that's mechaper. Any machshava poselus in a subsequent zrika is not going to register. The carbon is already kosher. Yeah.
If he does the first zrika outside the azara.
No. He did the zrika in the azara. The basar is out of the azara. In other words, the relationship between the zrika as a matir for the basar is contingent on the fact that not only was the zrika sadam done in the azara, but also the basar is in the azara. The basar, it has to be a recipient, so to speak.
No, I thought you said that if,
you know, in baseball you can hit the ball outside of the
I thought you said it
beyond. You said right field.
We agree that the first zrika is the critical one.
Right.
So I thought you said if he does the first one outside and then comes back in and does the
No. I was just, Don, I'm sorry if I confused. What I wanted to say is that since Rashi defines the critical nature and identity of a zrika in terms of its power to be matir the basar, what would be, in a case, if I can find some scenario in the world of Kodshim, where it's the second zrika that's matir the basar? It would seem, according to Rashi, the logical conclusion is that would upgrade the status of the second zrika to that of the mechaper. Why? Because Rashi identifies the zrika mechaperes that clinches the kapara as that zrika which is matir the basar, which in 99.999% of the cases is going to be the first zrika. And that's exactly what our Mishnah is codifying here. But if Lu Yitzur, if we could find in that very fluky mitzvahs out there, because all of Kodshim is based on weird cases and possibilities, you know, all sorts of way out scenarios, that the second zrika would be matir the basar, and the first zrika could not possibly be matir the basar.
You could argue that the first zrika was not kasher, right? It was done incorrectly, it was brought outside, and therefore the thing is possible.
Yeah, but again, I wouldn't say the Zrika is possible just because the Basar is out of the Azara.
No, it's not the Basar that's out of the Azara. It's the Zrika.
Yeah, if the Zrika was out of the Azara, then the whole story is over. But that's not my case.
But I thought you said that was the extreme case that Rashi was...
No, the extreme case that I'm trying to extrapolate from Rashi would be in a case where the first Zrika was a Zrika Kshera. Okay. Everything was fine, okay, but it didn't have the power to be mighty to the Basar.
Why?
Because the Basar was out of the Azara. And again, you have to be in the stadium. You can't be in the bleachers here. The Basar has to receive the power of the Zrika. The Zrika generates a certain force. I'm just using this. But that can only be received by the Basar. If the Basar is in the Azara, now the Basar is out of the Azara, the Zrika can't be mighty to the Basar. Now what I do is, I have to bring the Basar back into the Azara. Now I do the second Zrika, and the second Zrika is mighty to the Basar. Well, Rashi says if the second Zrika is mighty to the Basar, that gives it the upgraded status of the Zrika that generates Kapara. And if that be the case, a scenario in which Rashi would say that a machshava mefageles would be operative on the second zrika, which is wild. I mean, we never heard of a pigel on the second zrika. Even Beit Shammai, who says there's pigel on the second zrika, that's only in a korban chatos. Right? In other karbanos, Beit Shammai would agree that there's no such thing as a machshava hamefageles on the second zrika, on the second matan domim, if he had the right proper kavanah in the first matan domim. But when you add Rashi into the equation, the picture might change. Let's hold off for a few minutes because I want to go through that article inside. Again, if you have the article in front of you, only because I mentioned it, but I want to get back to the Mishnah. We didn't even finish the Mishnah. So the first paragraph he quotes Rashi, and then about six lines down in his printed edition, that he adds to the black quote of the Mishnah, the bold quote of the Mishnah, he writes Mevuar b'divrei Rashi. Do you have that? Mevuar b'divrei Rashi. Datam, please underline this. She'ein mefaglim matana shnia. Why is it that there's no pigel in the second matana? Mishum she'eino materes es habasar. Rashi doesn't say because the kapara was clinched in the first zrika. He doesn't say that. He says that the first zrika is mati the basar, and the second zrika is not mati the basar. That puts the second zrika at a very low level. Ulachori says Lafizek, according to Rashi, Imish Kacha slave will ever come up with a situation, a scenario, Gavna, a situation in which Zrika Shnia Tatiras Habosar, the second Zrika we mat to the Bosar, is Tahani Bo Machshevis Pigul. In other words, the first Zrika was fine. It was an absolutely kosher Zrika, but the only problem is that he needs a second Zrika to be mat to the Basar, if we can find such a case, says the Rosh Hashiva. V'nira de Mishkachasle, he thinks he found it, such a weird kind of scenario in the Rambam, Perek Alf Milchus Psuya Mikdoshim, where the Rambam says the following, that there's a special halacha that Basar, that the Basar Kodshim that leaves the Azor could be brought back into the Azor. Where does that apply? That's only in Kodshim Kalim. I'll explain. Why is it there's a new principle in Kodshim Kalim that you can even if the Basar goes out of the Azor, it can come back into the Azor? That's because of a principle which is called Sof HaBasar Lotzes. Meaning, as opposed to Kodshe Kodshim, which have to be eaten in the Azara, Kodshim Kal were eaten way out of the Azara, all the way up to the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. Yehuda will give us a tour and he'll tell us exactly where the walls of Yerushalayim are. But wherever they were, he can eat the basar of Kodshim Kalim all the way up to that boundary of Yerushalayim. So that's called Sof HaBasar Lotzes. And because Sof HaBasar Lotzes, again, we're not learning that sugya now, so don't ask me any questions about this. This is pure futuristic for me. Therefore, in Kodshim Kalim, because of this principle, the halacha is that the basar could leave the Azor and come back into the Azor, because anyway it was destined to go out of the Azor. So the Rambam paskins that let's say the basar left the Azor before the Zrika. So the time of the Zrika, where was the basar? Outside of the Azor. is afal pisha nizrak hadam, even though there was zrikas hadam, and the basar is chutz, is outside of the azor. Nevertheless, the zebach kosher, so that zrika definitely generates a kapara, so there's the mechaper and the carbon is kosher. But says the Rambam, in such a case, you would not be able to eat the basar. Why? Because although that zrika is a zrika machaperes, but it is not a zrika that's mater the basar, it's not a zrika materes, because the basar, in order to be subject to receive that heter power, has to be in the azara, and here it was outside the azara. So the carbon is kosher, because of the principle of sofa basar lotzes in kochim kalim, but nevertheless, the basar is not mutal achil. Zrika did not accomplish its goal of being mater the basar. Wait a minute. And now he goes on to say at the end of this paragraph, based on his analysis, which we'll get to later, that when he does a second zrika, if the basar is brought back into the azor, because again it wasn't possible the basar because of the principle of sof habasar lotzeis. But it wasn't subject to the heter. So now I have basar that's kosher, but there has no matir to it. So then I'll do a second zrika, and that second zrika will accomplish a heter on the basar. So the Rashi wants to know, according to Rashi, are we going to say that if he had a machshava mfakelis in that case in the second zrika, that would make the carbon into pigul? And that's again a revolution of sorts. Nobody knows of such a thing. I can promise you that for thousands of years, nobody thought that you could have a machshava of a fagelis on a second zrika, except for chatos in Beit Shammai's frame of reference.
Mifagelis is what?
Mifagelis is the verb of pigul.
Ah, mifagelis.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, I thought we discussed this in the past.
You might have, but okay.
Wait,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. I just want to finish the Mishnah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In this case, the basar is the meat that actually can be eaten. So
if it has a matter of zrika,
right. So therefore, in terms of the way the whole korban process takes place, it's not necessarily done in sequence, because if the meat is, that means the bull or the whatever it is, the animal has already been cut up, and the basar is already outside to be eaten, and now they're about to do the zrika. Which means, because I just assume, you know, they do everything in sequence. So the zrika, then they cut up the animal.
Well, I'm not sure exactly. We'll get to questions about how and when they do afshata sa'or, and then you need hadocha. I don't know, there are many different stages that have to be addressed here. But the point is that once you have shchita, that's the first of the four avodos,
right.
You already have the basar.
Right.
Again, it might not be in his final state. It's going to go through many different... But you have the basar. Now, all of a sudden, some Kohen, Joe Kohen, decided to take that basar after the shechita. And again, you have to add that there was already Kabbal Saddam. But after Kabbal Saddam, between Kabbal Saddam and Zrika Saddam, and that's, you know, that interval time, some Kohen decided to take that carbon, that meat, and bring it outside the Azara.
Could so, be in the confusion of
whatever it is. So now, you have a very funny situation here, where the Zrika is fine, you know, there's no Tnai in Zrika, that the Zrika has to be at a time, at a moment, where the Basar is in the Azara. So he went in and he was Zorik the Dam, but that Zrika, as wonderful as it is, and it's a kosher Zrika, and it completes the process of Kapar, and everything is fine, there's one deficiency with regard to that Zrika. It didn't have the capability of being Matir the Basar long distance. There's no such thing as long distance Matir. But the ball game is not over as far as the Basar is concerned, and we want to eat the Basar, you know, that's what we want. Especially we have Yontif coming around the bend. Although some people eat cheesecake, but you know, you have to eat basar on Yontif. That I can promise you. I'll grant you all the cheesecake in the world. So what do we do now? We bring the basar back into the Azara. Okay, that's wonderful, but you still need a matir. And the first zrika wasn't matir. So what's the answer? The second zrika will be the matir. Yeah, Ben?
So a scenario does exist. The kapara happened, worked, but the meat was not matir.
Correct. And therefore the second subsequent zrika, if it has the power to be matir, now gets elevated to the status of a machshava mefagelis. It now becomes kaviyochel a critical zrika. It's not a critical zrika. Because the carbon is already kosher. By the time we finish the first Rika, the carbon is kosher. The Baalim don't have to replace it with a second carbon. They won't be able to eat the meat because the meat is chutzlat zara and it was never subject to the mati. Says the Rosh Hashiva in the framework of Rashi, if Lu Yitzur, now we have a second Zrika, and that subsequent Zrika could be mati the Basa because we brought the Basa back in. That gives the second Zrika a very powerful status, because Rashi identifies this upgraded status of Zrika as the Zrika that's mati the Basa. Now I went ahead, I was mati the Basa with the second Zrika. Now the Machshav of Amfagilas would clinch, would register on the Richter scale in the second Zrika. That's pretty fascinating. But again, just to finish the Mishnah on both sides. Okay. So he says lefichach again. Let's read the lefichach. Im nosan as rishona ketikuna or ketikna. He writes here. In other words, he did the zrika as the first three avodas with the right kavanos. There was no machshava poseles. And then he went ahead ve'es hashnia. He did the second matana with the machshava skutzuzmana, which would normally generate pigul. Ve'kiper, but the carbon is kosher. And you would say, how can the carbon be kosher when he had a machsheves chutzes mano, a machshava hamefagelis in the second zrika? The answer is because the first zrika, Rashi says, was mati the basar. If the first zrika was mati the basar, then that first zrika, and only that first zrika, can be a subject of machshava poseles. Because if you have a zrika like a second zrika, which is not mati the basar, then that zrika doesn't qualify, so to speak. It's not upgraded to the level of a machshava poseles. So it's very exciting over here, because if Baruch Hashem, he had the right kavana for the first four avodos up to, but not beyond the first zrika. But lo and behold, he had the wrong machshava, the improper machshava at the time of the second zrika. The carbon is kosher, and that's fascinating. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah. This is what I call Roman numeral number two. He says, "V'yimnasan es harishona chutz lizmana, ves hashnia chutz lemekoma." He says the carbon becomes pigol v'chayovin oleha koris, all of koris. So look carefully at the sequence of his machshavos. He had two avodos, or maybe it was all in one avodah. We're going to have to see. And in any event, he started with what kind of machshav? What was the first?
Chutzuzman.
Yeah, chutzuzman. So once he starts with chutzuzman, that automatically, immediately generates pigul. Normally, if you have a taroves, a mixture of two different machshavos, one of which is chutzlum komo and the other is chutzuzmano, the carbon is not pigul. Here it says pigul v'chayovin olav kares. Why? Because the first of the two machshavos during the first avoda was chutzlizmano, and at that moment you've already clinched the chalos pigul. And once it's pigul, there's no room to add now a kavana which would only passel the carbon, like chutz l'mekomo, and make it into a carbon passel. No. What's irreversible and cannot be changed is the fact that the carbon itself now has a chalushem of pigul in it. Okay, then? So we have every, you know, the situation is such that that everything was done. Now, let's say we reverse the order. What would be if he started with a machshav of chutzlum komo and then afterwards he had a machshav of chutzlum zmano? What would be the deal in that case?
Up until it's chutz mizmano, it's not pigul. So maybe that's enough time for it to do what it had to do.
Right, because the carbon now becomes possible immediately on the footsteps of his machshav of chutzlum komo, and once it becomes possible, there's no such thing as pigul. Pigul only applies to a carbon that, you know, everything's ready, as I always say. You know, all the pieces of the puzzle are there. You know, we have everything that we need. We can check off all the requirements and the conditions. Now there's machsheves pigul. But you can't have machsheves pigul on a carbon that's already possible. Now I'm just going to read to you a note here in the Masifta. And he says the following, that once the carbon, right, we saw that in the Mishnah, that once the carbon became pigul, then a subsequent machshev chutzim komo cannot undermine the pigul. The status of pigul was already set in stone. He writes, Masha Einkein, im hayu ma'akvos af shar ha-matonos. He wants to say that this second half of the Mishnah is not really the second half. It's a continuation of the first half of the Mishnah. What do we discuss in the first half of the Mishnah? We have four matonos in the case of Chatos. We have two matonos in the case of other Zvachim. And we wanted to know which matona is critical. And the machshava on that critical machshava ma'akeves is going to determine the nature of the carbon in terms of pigul or posel. Now the Mishnah is going on and building on and extending that fundamental principle. And therefore, he says, im hayu ma'akvos afshar matonos, if not for the reish of the Mishnah, if we would have said that he needs another matona to be machshav the carbon, to be machaper, then machsheves chutzus manu shechishu matona shnia, so again, what would happen now? He started the first matana with a machshava of chutz lizmano. Then he had on the second, the scene of the second matana, he had a machshava of chutz mkoma. What would be the deal in this case? Is the carbon pigel or is the carbon posel without pigel?
If the first stage was chutz mimakomo, which is...
No. But let's get the scenario. Again, I'm not asking that question. I'm asking if the first Rika, the first Matana, we'll call it the Keren Mizrachis Dromos, right, was what? Was L'Shem Chutz Lizmano.
Pigul and that's it. It's irreversible.
Oh, so that's what he says, no. It all depends on whether the second Zrika is a critical Zrika, which Rashi identifies with Heter HaBos, but we'll leave out Rashi now. If it's a critical Zrika in order to achieve the Kapara, like take for example in Chatas, according to Beit Shammai, you need the second Zrika in order to be Machaper, in order for the carbon to be a carbon kosher, then if he had a Machsheves, Pigul of Chutz Lizmano in the first Nesina, and then he had a Machsheves Chutz Lemkomo in the second Zrika, what would be the status of the carbon?
It's not Pigul.
It's not Pigul. Why? Because then we have a Taroves of two Machsheves. And when we have two Machsheves, then it's Kpasel and not Pigul. And this would be the case if the second Zrika would be a Zrika Ma'akeves, which again is not a theoretical question, because according to Beit Shammai, it's a very real question in the case of what? Of Chatos. Because in the case of a Chatos, Beit Shammai requires the second Zrika in order for the carbon to be kosher. He doesn't require all four, but he requires two out of the four. So we have a case where the second Zrika is a critical Zrika, according to Beit Shammai and Chatos. And maybe Rashi, again, digging up what we discussed before in that very weird case where the basel was chutz azara, then brought back at the time of the second zrika into the azara. It could be that if at that point he had a machshava of chutz lumkomo, since that becomes a critical machshava, a critical matana, because it's mad to the basar in that fluky case. Then if he had a chutzim koma, that would undermine and completely void the status of pigul. So it's really interesting. The status of pigul that was generated by the machsheves chutzim mano on the first matana is a kind of a... what word do I want to use? It's suspended in air. You know, it's
like a holding
it's
pattern.
On a holding pattern. Excellent. You know, the jury is out here. If nothing changes, then the carbon will be pigul. But there is a possibility that pigul will never actually be chal if we need another zrika. When I say we need another zrika, that zrika is critical.
That's only Shammai then.
And that would be Beit Shammai in the case of what? Of Chatos. And it could be, even according to Beis Hillel, in a case that we had before, where I need the second zrika to be matir the basar. Then if the second Zrika had a Machsheves Chutzim Komo, that could be Mafkir, the state of Pigel of the Machsheves Chutzim Mano of the first Zrika. So that's a very important point here that he's making, that the second half of that Mishnah is built, is standing on the shoulders of the first half of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just review.
Can I dispute the last thing you said?
Yeah. Good.
If the first, we're now Hillel, and the first Sirika was done outside. Oh no, it was done inside, but the Basar is outside. That's what you said.
That was the fluky case. Yeah. Again, I hope I'm not confusing you.
No.
If you get a chance to review it, you have the text right here.
Right. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the Mishnah gets to the last part of the Mishnah. He says, "Kol anitonim al mizbeach apnimi." Okay, now we're talking about a scant few karbonos where the Zrikas Adam is inside the Heichal, not in the Azara. And just to go over that list, which we have discussed in the past, you have, if I'm not mistaken, you have just three or maybe four karbonos that fit this bill. There's what's called the Parvis Soresh Shal Yom HaKippurim, there's the Par Kohen Mashiach, and there's the Par Halim Dover Shal Tzibur. Okay, and these four karbonos, if you want, par and soyer of Yom HaKippurim, they require four matonos on the four karbonos of Mizbeach, but which Mizbeach are we talking about? Not the Mizbeach HaChitzon, otherwise known as the Mizbeach HaOlo, the Mizbeach Nechoshes, so it has many different names, but rather on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is otherwise known as the Mizbach HaKtores or Mizbach HaZav. Again, it also has a few different names. And then there's an entire process here with regard to Yom HaKippurim. I'll just mention it in passing. It's not necessarily for us now. In the case of Parvus Soreh Yom HaKippurim, we need what's called Sheva HaZos. You may remember this from the Musaf service of Yom Kippur. Sheva HaZos Al Gag HaMizbeach. Okay, on the top of the Mizbeach, we need another seven sprinklings of the Dam. Chutz mei matonos shel kronos. And that's in addition to the matonos that are on the kronos of the Mizbeach, we need seven hazos on the gaga of the Mizbeach. And then we need a whole series of eight hazos on the kira mizbeach, meaning one above the chut hasikra and then seven below the sikra. Again, that whatever, this is all futuristic for us. So the Mishnah establishes again kol shenitonim hanitonim al mizbeach apnimi shem chiser achas min ha-toras ki'u lo kiper, that we need four matonos on the inner Mizbeach, in those cases, those four cases. And if he drops, if he omits one of those matonos, the carbon is posel, lefichach, nasan kulam kitikunan, v'achashalo kitikunan psula. So the Mishnah establishes that since you need all four matonos here, because we're talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi, therefore a machshava posels in any one of those four karbonos will passel the karbon. So imagine the following scenario. This is a very good Kohen. He's a really good guy. He did the Shechita Lishma, and with the proper kavanos, he did the Kabbalah Saddam and the Loch Saddam. He even did the Zrikos very well, until he got to the fourth Zrika, and then he blew it. So then in such a case, if that last Zrika, and it doesn't have to be the last Zrika, I was just dramatizing, it could be any of the four Zrikos, he had a machshava shaloki tikuna, which means chutzum komo, chutzum mana, psula, the carbon is possible. Why? Because kevon shalom nita carbon el al yidei kol matonos. In the case of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you need all the matonos, all four kronos on Mizbeach, and therefore, there could be a machshava posels in any one of those four zrikos, insofar as each one is critical in order for the carbon to be machaper, to be a carbon kosher. Oh, now the Mishnah says a pella. The Mishnah says something which we're going to have to figure out. V'ein bo karis. Now this doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah is now telling me the carbon is posel, but it's not what? It's not pigul. Why isn't it pigul? Let's say I had a machshav of chutz uzmana on the fourth of those four zrikos.
because they're all essential together.
Well,
maybe it's considered Tarobu.
Correct. It's considered, and this is what I asked you before, whether or not the various parts of one single avoda are considered an entity unto themselves, unto itself, I guess you'd say, or they're four different entities. And what we're saying over here is that these four become one entity. Now, in the language of Chazal, again, if I have time, I'll write it on the board. If not, I hope you can write it yourself. That's called Ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir. Again, since I need four matanos in this case, in order to be matir the Bosar, then each one, if I single out each one of the avodos, it's only a chatzi matir. Chatzi matir means it's a half or a fraction of the matir. And we have a principle called Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, which means Machshav Chutz Zmano is not capable of generating a state of pigul with an isukare spachilo. So, because that in one of the matanos, because since I need to be matir all four matanos, then each matan itself is called a chatzi matir. Again, the phrase chatzi matir means to fragment or a fraction.
But what is it? Ein mefaglim.
It says ein mefaglim bechatzi matir.
But
right.
Matir.
Now, what's a chatzi matir? Either it's a matir, it's not a matir. But here we have a case of a chatzi matir, because each one of the, if I isolate any one of the individual matanos that make up the four matanos that are critical, any one of those matanos in and of itself is a chatzi matir, because it doesn't have the independent ability to generate a matir. So if you have a Gemara in front of you, and you want to copy down in your notebook Ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir, instead of my having to write it on the blackboard, take a look at Rashi on the Mishnah, one line up before the end of the page, and take a look at the last five words in Rashi, one line up before the end of the page.
Yeah.
Dekasavar Ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir.
See it?
You want to help him out? Just so I don't know. Ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So this way, I don't have to write it on the board, because you can copy it straight from your Gemara.
Someone's relating back to whose position?
Well, it seems right now, you know, when you read the Mishnah with Rashi, that everybody would agree to this. In truth, you're right. This is an issue. But the final bottom line is ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, which means if you need more than one zrika to achieve the matir, then a Melchevis Pigel doesn't register as Pigel in a Chatzi Matir. Again, it will postil the Karbon. So if he has a Melchevis, let's say, right, you know, the Chutzim Matir now becomes exactly like Chutzim Kobo. There's no difference. Why? Because you're isolating one particular Matin Damim, and you can never have a Melchevis Pigel in halachic terms. I mean, you could have a Melchevis Pigel in the reality of it, because you're thinking Chutzim Zmano, but that would not engender a Pigel, a Chalos Pigel, because Ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir. So again, let's just read the Mishnah. Nosan Kulam Kitikunam V'acha Shalo Kitikna. On one of the four Matanos, he had the wrong Machshava. What's going to happen to this Karbon? It's puzzle. It will not be Pigel. Even if his wrong makshava was chutzis mano, because in this case of one of the four matanos, there's no difference between chutzis mano and chutzim komo. They're all the same, and they generate a psul, but not pigul. And Torah Rabban, if we look in the Gemara, minayim nitanim al mizbeach achitzon and nosan b'matana achas shekiper. How do we know, what's the source for this Mishnah, that with regard to all karbonos that are brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, all you need is one matana? And that's true even according to Beit Shammai, with the exception of Chatos. And the Kaparas HaKarbon, the Kashas HaKarbon is clinched with one matana, even though you need two matanos. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says, now let's see if we can figure out this drush, I had trouble with this. V'dam zvachecha yishafech. Okay, this is a pasuk in Dvarim Yudbeis, which means that dam is in the singular. And that's called one nesina, or one shficha. You know, again, we're not talking about chatas here, so we don't have to use the word nesina or matan. We could call it shficha. So that means that the eved, all you need is one vidam yishafech, one shficha. Now, I had trouble with this drasha because I don't see that there's an extra word in this pasuk, or what did the Gemara want it to say? You know, what should it have been to say?
In the Shulchan Kodesh, mayim, right, is plural. So too liquids perhaps are plural, and it stands out that it's singular, yishafech. You would have expected plural.
Yishafech as opposed to yishafchu.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Let me just digest that. Oh, so this is not going to make you happy here. Rashi gives a different shot. Take a look at yishafech. This is the bottom line. He says shvicha achas mashma midalok siv saviv. Now, apparently elsewhere, the Torah used the word saviv. The alfidamine shtei matona shein arba v'perek eizem akoma. Now, where is this word saviv? I wish I knew.
Saviv ha-mizbis. I keep the korban order in the morning, we say it.
Yeah, so you have the pasuk? If you open up to Nun Gimel Amud Beis, I don't have Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Oh yeah, I do have Nun Gimel Amud Beis. That's good news. So the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis is going to quote this pasuk, hopefully. Oh, here it is. It's Vayikra Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, we took away the Chumash. I took away the Chumash.
Nun Gimel Beis.
Yeah.
But where?
Well, again, I don't know where. I'm just looking at the Torah R.
Are you looking at?
No, I'm cheating you. But in the Torah R, it says the following: V'shachad osal yerech ha'mizbeach tzofonu l'fnei Hashem v'zarku bnei Aaron ha'kohanim estomo al mizbeach saviv. And the Gemara apparently understands that the word saviv, again, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara about what the word saviv means. But the bottom line, it means that we're referring to more than one zrika, because what happens is, as we said, the dam is mispashet saviv on all four sides of the mizbeach. So Rashi's saying that here it says yishafech, and it doesn't say saviv. Ben has a better pshat than Rashi. He says because it should have said yishafchu. I don't know. I think your pshat is just as good as Rashi. But you know, Rashi must have had some compelling reason. Now, if you take a look at the last line in your Gemara here on Daf Lam Vav Beis,
Ben is logic, and this one is according to
the Gemara itself, right? So the Gemara right away asks, "Vahai lahachi hudasi? Are you telling me that the pasuk v'dams v'checha yishafek is coming to tell us that one matana makes the carbon kosher? I mean, boiler chesanya. We need that pasuk for a different halacha on the top of Lamed Zayin." And that's called L'chol Adomim Sheteunim Adam LaYisod. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about this halacha. Every carbon needs a Matan Domim on the Yisod HaMizbeach, meaning the dam that's left in the kli after he did the matanos. There's always a shirayim of dam, which means leftover dam, needs to be poured onto the Yisod HaMizbeach. That's called Shvichas Shirayim. Shvichas Shirayim.
What do you mean when you do that?
It's interesting. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what you mekayim, but it's called dam in the Torah's language. Dam zvachecha yishafech. That dam zvachecha yishafech is a shvicha where on the Yisod HaMizbeach. For which dam? For the Shirayim. Okay. Now we think the Hasidim invented Shirayim. Shirayim dates back.
Is this what we see in the Pirkei?
To the time of Chazal.
Is this probably the Pirkei Kuna climbed down?
Now you're throwing in Pirkei into the equation. No, not enough did I have the Pesach Shirevis. Now we're in Pirkei.
They used to go down to the bottom and clean out once a year.
Ah, no, that's something else. That's called the Beis Hadeshen or the Amar Aleph Mem Hey. That's already for dam after the Shvicha Shirayim, if there's any extra dam that comes out. But there are three levels of dam. There's dam number one in a kli, which I need for the Zrika. Then it's Dam in the Kli, which I didn't need for the Zrika. It was just Shirayim. It was extra Dam.
What we're talking about now.
Okay. What happens to that Dam as opposed to the first category, which goes on to the Mizbeach? The second Dam goes on to the Yisoda Mizbeach. And then we have a third level of Dam, which includes, let's say, Dam that was Nifsal for whatever reason. Maybe there was a Machshava Posel, so whatever possible, the Dam. And that Dam goes down and is drained through the drains of the Azor out to a place called the Omer Aluf Memhei, which is to the Kidron, Nachal Kidron. That's basically rubbish, if you pardon the expression. That's like a gigantic. You can do a lot of things with, but as far as halacha is concerned, wait, one second. I'm sorry, I'm going to lose my train. So wait a second, Don. Just bear with me for a second. So what happened over here? We're talking about Shvicha Shirayim, and we want to know, where is the Torah give us a hint to this mitzvah called Shvicha Shirayim? It doesn't seem to appear in the Torah. The answer is the Brisa derives from our pasuk here, Minayin L'chol Adamim. How do we know that in all the cases of Damim, if there's Shirayim in the Dam that's left in the Kli after he was Zorek all the Matanos, he was Mekayim everything, Sheteudim Matan Dam L'Yisod, the Torah requires that you pour it onto the Yisod, Tam Lomar V'Dam Zvachech Yishafech. And this is very fascinating because the Yisod doesn't surround the entire Mizbeach. Right? There's a part that's exposed that without a Yisod. So therefore it can never be Saviv. Remember that Rashi was Medayik here from the absence of the word Saviv. And in truth, the word Saviv would have been very appropriate for the Dam of the first category, the highest level of Dam that goes on to the Mizbeach, because that's going to spread all over, so that's called Soviv. But then there's some Dam, apparently, that's not Soviv. Which Dam is not Soviv?
Sure.
That's the Dam which is called Shirayim, and that's going to go on the Yisod HaMizbeach. So now we have a problem. You wanted to use this Pasuk, V'dam Zvochecha Yishofech, as the source for one Matan Damim, and then you're talking, the Torah is talking about what? About the Dam that's going on to the Mizbeach. That's the subject of this pasuk. And since it doesn't say Saviv, it means it's only going to go on two sides, but not Saviv, on all four sides. And that's enough to clinch the Kashrus HaKarmon. But in truth, the subject of this pasuk is not the Dam that's going to go on to the Mizbeach, but rather the Dam that's not going on to the Mizbeach, but rather the Dam that's going on to what? On to the Yisod HaMizbeach. That's what's going on here. Yeah, Don. Now I have it.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Nafkale Midarebi. We're going to derive this requirement of Shvichas Shirayim al Yisod HaMizbeach from a different source, the Sanya Rebbe Omer. Rebbe derives it from a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hey. It says over there, I'll read the whole pasuk to you. Vehizo midam achatos al kir hamizbeach v'anishar badam. What does nishar mean?
Shirayim.
V'anishar shirayim badam yimotze. It should be sprinkled. The next part of the pasuk is el yisod hamizbeach chatos hu. She'ein tamid lomer badam. The Torah didn't have to repeat itself a second time, because at the beginning of the pasuk it says Vanishar Badam. I'm sorry. At the beginning of the pasuk it says Vehiza Midam, and then it says Vanishar Midam. So Badam, right? Umatam and Lomar Badam, right? You already mentioned Dam at the beginning of the pasuk when it says Vehiza Midam, etc. So what's this Dam? And the answer is l'fishal olam madnu. If I only had the first part of the pasuk, I would only derive l'itanim matna arvinot. That's the dam that's placed where on the mizbeach. But teudim matn damim liyisod. How do we know that you have to be shofech the dam on the yisod? How do we know that b'shar damim, meaning all the dam with regard to all the dam that's not placed on the mizbeach, tamalom vanishar b'dam yimotze. And what does it mean? Vanishar midam yimotze ain't tamalom badam. Tamalom badam. We don't need to say badam. We already have the pasuk Badam at the beginning of this pasuk. Is limed al kol adamim sheteudim at dam liyisod. It means that all the karbanos, when there's extra damim, and that shirayim is called shvichas dam al yisod. And therefore, since we have another pasuk from which we could derive the halacha of matan damim al yisod in the case of shirayim, and that's from this pasuk over here that says vanishar. Vehanishar, what? What was the pasuk again? Vanishar, badam yimotze. So that's going to be the source for shvichas dam of shirayim al yisod. Now, the original pasuk that we quoted becomes free for a drasha. And that was the pasuk of what? Let's just go over the pasuk of vedam svachecha yishafech. By the way, these two psukim are in two different chumashim, right? The dam svachecha yishafech, which Gemara wants to use as a source for one matana bima haki, that's in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh. The other parsha is at the very beginning of Vayikra, and there it says Vanishar Badam Yimotze. The Gemara is still not happy with this. Vakati lahachi hudiyasa. I can still ask you the following question. You're telling me that Vidam Svachecha Yishafech in Sefer Dvarim is the source to teach me that Matan Achas is enough and the carbon is kosher. Me boy Sanya, I still need a pasuk Vidam Svachecha Yishafech for another halacha. And now we're going to quote another braisa that's going to address the halacha of karbonos, which requires zrika, and what happens if he did shvicha instead of zrika, we'll explain. Minayin l'nitanin bizrika, karbonos that needs zrika, which means that the kohen has to stand at a distance from the mizbeach, and he has to throw the dam out of the kli onto the mizbeach. She nesana b'shvicha, instead of standing at a distance and being shofechit, he stood right next to the Mizbeach, right next to the Yisod Mizbeach, and he just poured it, the Nachas, on the Kira Mizbeach. That's not the way it was meant to be done. L'chadchil, it should have been done with a certain force at a distance of Zrika. Instead, he stood himself right next to the Mizbeach, and he was shofech the dam al Kira Mizbeach. Again, what I just told you about being shofech al kira mizbech, that's a discussion here in Rashi. Rashi throws in kira mizbech. Okay, we have to. That has to be analyzed. Is yatsa? How do we know that even though he circumvented the maisa zrika and instead he replaced it with a maisa shficha, how do we know that he was makayim the zrika is still valid and the carbon is kosher? Tamid lomar, this we can derive from the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech. And now we're assuming that which dam is the subject of this pasuk yishafech? Not shirayim, but rather what? The dam that's nitan on the mizbeach, but yishafech means he did a shvicha where he's meant to do a zrika, and that's kosher. So then, memela, I can't use the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech in order to derive the conclusion that one matana is sufficient. So the Gemara answers: Savralah ki Rabbi Akiva, Diomar lo zrika bechal shvicha, v'lo shvicha bechal zrika. In other words, Rabbi Akiva argues with this braisa. This braisa says that if b'di'eved you did shvicha instead of zrika you yotze, Rabbi Akiva says no. These are two separate entities, two separate pu'ulot, as we would say. There's a zrika pu'ula, and then there's a shvicha pu'ula. And if the karma requires zrika, then shvicha is not considered b'chlal zrika. The karban requires zrika, and he did shvicha. Now, again, the flip side is a little bit more complicated. There is a carbon that needs shvicha, and there, in a case according to Rabbi Akiva where he did zrika instead of shvicha, he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah of shvicha. Bekitzer, in a word, to summarize Rabbi Akiva, there's shvicha and there's zrika, those are two entities. There's certain karbanos that require nesina, which means from a distance he throws it. There are other karbanos that require what? Shficha, which means that he's standing next to the Zbech and he pours it benachas. and neither one could replace the other. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva never used this pasuk of, again, what's the pasuk? Dams v'achecha yishafech, in order to generate a shficha to replace b'dieved a zrika. No, he doesn't recognize shficha, but rather this pasuk is not referring to dam that's being put on the mizbeach. I'm sorry. But rather, this pasuk is coming to tell me that dam that's being placed on the mizbeach, even though it's being placed, and it has to be placed on many different sides of the mizbeach, if he did one zrika, then the carbon is kosher. We thought that we need the pasuk with dam zolchecha yishaf for one of two other possible dinim, or to establish the din of shficha in shirayim al yisod of mizbeach. Now the Gemara is saying, no, we have Rebbe, and Rebbe derives it from a different pasuk in a different part of the Torah. Then we thought maybe we need this pasuk v'dam zolchecha yishafek to teach me that a shvicha could be the eved replaces rika. And once again, therefore, we don't have this pasuk free to derive the conclusion that one matan damim is sufficient. The Gemara answers, because we're holding now like Rabbi Akiva, lo zrika b'chal shvicha v'lo shvicha b'chal zrika, and therefore he's not going to use the pasuk v'dam zolchecha yishafek to teach us that shvicha could replace zrika, and therefore we're going to use the pasuk to teach us that one matan damim is enough. And how do we know it's one matan damim? Because the Torah omitted the word what? Saviv. So that's what we have now. To finish this up, I just want to add one paragraph here. We did the main two paragraphs on this page, but if you take a look on the second column, he tells you to go back to his first volume and to look up Os Kuf Mem Zayin. And he quotes the Gram in the name of the Grach. Who is the Gram?
Moshe.
Exactly. He's the man who's responsible for me being here, because he married off my parents. So I was very excited to see that he quotes the Gram. This is Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva. His name is Rav Shlomo Katz. So I haven't yet seen him quote my Rebbe, which I'm hoping somewhere in the Sefer he'll do. But at least he quotes my Rebbe's Rebbe, my Rebbe's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who's quoting the Grach. And the Grach understands B'divrei HaRambam. We'll see later that the Gram adds a whole piece to this. But the Grach understands that Af al gav di'ein ha-bosar nifsal b'yotze. In the case of Kochim Kalim, remember we said it's Sof ha-bosar lotzeis. Mikol makom hechi Dahavi b'shasrika chutz la'zora ein azrika b'teres habosa b'achila u'makoro b'yehode aminim b'me'ila. The Gemara says in Me'ila, you have to know everything to know anything here. Okay, the afle Rabbi Akiva shezrika mo'elis liyotze ein mo'elis el sarfa v'lo liochlo. So Rabbi Akiva says that if you take the basar out of the azora, then the zrika engenders a certain status to the basar, which is called sreifa, that the basar has to be burnt. Which sounds like the basar still remains in its state of kedusha; it has kedusha saguf, and it would be an isur me'ila if you were to eat that basar. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to eat the basar. So Rav Moshe enhances this, and he says, "Ein abir da zrika hanyale v'rak de'ika isra achila bosa mishum psul yotze el di'ein azrika mahanyale yotze linyan heter achila v'lachein af ha'bosa shlo nifsal b'yotze mikom kom ein bo heter achila." He says, don't misunderstand Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't mean to say that since the bosa was out of the azor at the time of the zrika, therefore it's possible b'toris yotze. That we're not saying. The basar itself is not yotze, which means that you could bring it back into the azora for a second zrika. But rather, what Reb Chaim meant to say is that there was no matir on this basar. Why? Because zrika cannot effectuate a heter on the basar that's out of the azora. And therefore, If you take a look at the next paragraph, he says, "Bebasosh kachin kalim shalayach chutzazor v'shasrika rishonim v'kodem zrika shniya chazar v'nichnis v'hichnis lazora b'chay gavna matir azrika shniya basos elachila." Because again, the basa was not possible with Torah Yotze in the case of kachin kalim, but rather it's lacking, it's deficient in the matir. Just bring the basa back into the azora, do a second zrika, and a second zrika would be matir. Now in the next paragraph he has something called lishkos habnuyos b'chol upsuchos b'kodesh, and for this we have to learn an entire sugya on daf nun vav haman alf. I know my Rebbe has a lot of Torah on that sugya, and the case now is kodshe kodshim. Now we never had a zrika shniya and kodshe kodshim. We only came up with a scenario of zrika shniya and kodshim kalim. Where do we have a zrika shniya possibly in that's matir in kodshe kodshim? And he says in a case where at the moment of the first zrika, the basar was located in a certain lishka. Lishka in English is called an office. And where is this lishka situated? It's bechol. But psuchos lakodesh, so it opens into the kodesh. You know, halacha has various discussions constantly about an opening. Like, for example, if I stand here during Kedusha, can I be Yotze Kedusha and link up with the Shliach Tzibah in the other room? And it could very well be, again, you have to know this inside out, upside down, but if the door is open, that already links me into that other room. So now you have a lishka, which in and of itself is what's called Bnuya Bechol. So it's not part of the Azora, but it's Psuchos LeKodesh. It opens into the Kodesh. And the Gemara establishes on Daf Nunvav with regard to such a lishka, that you can eat kachim in such a lishka, meaning it has a partial din of Azora, and it allows the achil of kachim. As far as shchit is concerned, lo kachi. So again, you have to know what happens if he did the shchit in that place. It could be that it, again, it's very complicated. You know, this is a schizophrenic kind of location where a twilight zone. On the one end, it's kodesh. On the other end, it's chol because it's built in chol.
But
correct. I think the same thing would apply to smich. Again, we may paskin that b'di'evad you could yotze smich even outside the azara. So we're in good shape. We had a long discussion about that. In Cain, b'basar shenimtza b'lishkos elu. Imagine if the basar is located in that lishka at the moment of zrika, is afal gavdalo nifsal biyotze. Correct, we said that as far as achilas kodshim, it's considered like the azara, and therefore there's no psul of yotze. Mikomakom mefaglim ba. It could very well be that this pigol. Now, what would happen if he had a second zrika on this basar? So we said that if the basar at the time of zrika rishonu was in the lishka that we described before, then it could be that maybe the zrika, insofar as this lishka is b'nuya b'chol, would not have the power to be marked to the basar, but then the basar is not possible to tars yotze, because you can eat the basar in that place if there would be a matir, because in that context it has the din of kodesh. So on this next page, he wants to know if it's possible that in this case, even in kodesh kodeshim, you could have a second zrika that's going to be matir the basar. Why? Because the first zrika can't be matir the basar because the basar wasn't in the azara. But nevertheless, the basar is not possible b'toras yotze because this lishka has the quasi status of azara, because you're allowed to eat kodshim in that place, and therefore if it's not possible to Torah Yotze, the only problem is that there's no zrika that's matir. Bring it into the azara itself, do a second zrika, and that zrika could be matir the boss. So that's going to be his discussion here on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll stop here And I want to wish everyone not only a good Shabbos, but also a Chag Sameach. You should have a wonderful Kabbalas HaTorah. And I'll end with the Vart that they say in the name of the Shalom and others, that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Chag HaShavuos is Rosh Hashanah L'Peiros HaIlon, the Shalom says that symbolically, again, only the Shalom can get away with this, it's a reference to our spiritual peros, meaning every human being has a potential to be motzi peros, and those peros are spiritual peros, you know, in this context. We're not talking about children and grandchildren, that's a different discussion, but even someone who never doesn't have children and grandchildren, but he has peros, and he has a contribution to this world, and the judgment for the next year to come and his potential spirituality is determined on Chag HaShavuos. So our Atzloch in Kodshim, which is a brand new project for me, I don't know if it is for you, is going to be determined, it's in the balance on Chag HaShavuos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us that in the past year we tried to give it our all and we tried to dedicate whatever time and energy we had to Kodesh, then hopefully it will be written down in the books for a tremendous Hasoga, for the potential Hasoga in Kodesh and in Kodshim for the year to come. Okay. Okay.